This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yes, indeed, it is the Doug Steffen way to start your day, spend time during the day with the facts, the stories, clarification on items that are important to you, a little play here and there on social media. We have lots of things going on our Facebook pages that will be reflected by Ms. Jay Kirshner, who's here with me. A lot of sports stuff to talk about. But first, some good news, Jay. The first effective treatment for back pain. How many of us suffer from, and I say us, yes, me.
Yes.
Back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain. This treatment will change, at least according to the people that are involved in it, how your brain and your back communicate. It's a 12-week course, focuses on the nervous system rather than painkillers and manipulation. That's what you'd have if you go to a chiropractor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right, exactly. So the basic principle here, Jay, comes from a simple concept. Sometimes mind can overcome matter. You know what I've said? How many times have you heard me say the spirit-mind-body connection? And that's what that play here it looks like. A lot of people have the very difficult time with back, neck, all of the things that we do, the way we sit, the way we drive, the way we stand, the way we walk, the way we run, all those things. So this system called sensor motor retraining, sensor motor retraining, changes how you think about your body. When your body's in pain, so I'm going to try to use, I've got toothache. Think this will work for that?
It could. Huh? I mean, why not? Sure, mind over matter, right?
Yep.
But when you think about the whole thing of painkillers, and that's where a lot of addictions come from, was typically from a back situation that was treated with painkillers. And a lot of times I've heard personally when people are on painkillers, they say sometimes the pain goes away a little bit, but more than anything, they can feel the pain, but they don't care as much about the pain.
Right.
They're on those things. And it's like, well, how disheartening still.
Well, but the other side of it is when you take a pill, sometimes that has you don't know really whether it's placebo. You don't really know what's in that stuff. You just think it's going to help you, and therefore it does help you. I think that's, as much as anything else, a lot of times people take things, and they don't know what's in them, and in some cases there's nothing in them. But it makes you feel better because in your head you've done something that will help you. How many times do you hear me talk about various products that loosen up your joints? Calitrin does that, strengthens your muscles. That's really, and that's a straightaway approach. Some people have injections in their back. I've had trouble with my L4, L5, S, whatever it is. I used to when I was a kid growing up on the farm because I was so strong, I would lift with my back and not my legs. Because I thought that was the thing to do. Oh, this is easy. I can do that. And then by the time I was 18, my lower back was a mess. And it's been off and on all my life. I had one circumstance where I was moving Megan down to Brooklyn when she had a job. They had just got back from getting her degree. And so we were moving her things down there. And one of the things came loose in the back of the pickup truck. So I got out of the truck and I jumped in the back of the truck. I didn't move for 2 days after that. I was in such pain, I could not move. So Megan carried me back into the truck. She drove the rest of the way down to New York. We unloaded the truck. We didn't. She picked me out of the truck and laid me on the sidewalk. And I stayed there until all the things were out of the truck. And then she put me back in the truck and drove back to Boston. All the while, I had to go to the bathroom. Hours and hours and hours.
Oh, that's
and
awful.
So when I went and cut home, called an ambulance, brought me to the hospital, stuck two needles in my back that were longer than my fingers, and within minutes the pain went away because all it did was take care of that where the disc and the bone and the stuff all You know, most of the back problems are muscle problems, not, you know, they're caused by bones and stuff being out of place. But the muscles aren't strong enough to keep it. That's why it's very important to keep a strong lower back. Do all of the exercises you can to keep from having the injections or whatever it is. So anyway, this new treatment, 276 people have been split into a couple of groups. One did the therapy for 12 weeks. The other one was given bogus therapies, same 12 weeks. They were delivered by trained therapists, exercise psychologists, that sort of thing. So if you compare the results to studies looking at opioid treatments versus placebo, the difference for that is less than 1 point out of 10. So 10%. Wow, that's pretty amazing. That's pretty indicting of the pain medications that are around, right? I talk about there's a Bayer product, as much as I don't like Bayer, but I didn't find anything like it. I'm going to have to think about this a little bit. It's called a Back and Body. And when my the pain, you know, radiates around my back, then I, you know, I use this stuff and it seems to relax it. Well, am I just taking something, you know, could I fill up the bottle with something else and take it? Have the same impact, maybe.
Throw in some Tic Tacs.
Yeah, right, exactly. I'll tell you something, I got a real toothache, though. I can have something for that. Anyway, that's the good news. Back pain bothers so many of us. Maybe you should check this out. Sensomotor retraining. S-E-N-S-O-R-I, motor retraining. And you know, and if you got a good chiropractor, a good acupuncturist, this is something to talk about. I have a physical therapist. I'm going to actually ask her about this as well. She's fabulous in getting me, especially my shoulders and stuff, I keep them so that they are operating. It's important to have all that stuff working, especially during this busy season on the farm. Let's do some sports stuff. Serena Williams all over the news trending because she's going to retire. She's, what, 40 years old, I think?
Mm-hmm.
Says after this year's U.S. Open, she's going to call it quits. She's had a couple of children.
She's one of the greatest tennis players of all time. She has one daughter, I believe, and she wants to have a second child.
Yeah. And what's her relationship like with her sister? I've never really, the two of them were trying to, if you see that movie, what is it called?
Oh, Our King Father? Richard.
King Richard, that's it, yeah.
It always seems that they have a good relationship.
Mm-hmm.
From the anyway, she's looking in. But yeah, 23 Grand Slam titles after the U.S. Open. She's going to call it quits.
Yeah. I heard she wanted to be an actress. Did you hear that?
I thought she has been in things. Has she?
Has she? Yeah, I don't know. But she talked, apparently, the Williams family and Will Smith became friends when they were filming that movie. And one of the things they were talking about was her becoming an actress.
I don't know how much. I could see them creating a production company.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. All right, here's the story of a former NFL star named Marshawn Lynch. Multiple charges after driving drunk. There's another one of these guys. So he was taken into custody, facing multiple charges. Arrest occurred during a traffic stop in Las Vegas. Through the course of the investigation, officers determined that Mr. Lynch was impaired, and they arrested him. Okay. So is he going to be treated differently than anybody else who gets arrested in Las Vegas for drunk driving? Of course he is, because he's a big football star.
Thankfully, he was stopped and arrested, and he didn't kill or injure anybody. But here's the thing. He was named as a special correspondent for the 2022 Seahawks broadcast team coming up.
Oh, really?
So it's going to be interesting whether or not he's going to keep that position, or if they're going to say, okay, not now, or just cut ties entirely.
Yeah. All right, here's something that really is cool. This was a frightening moment. If you watch the video, I saw this and I thought, okay, what a great story. What a remarkable display of sportsmanship. The Little League World Series have been all over. You've probably seen this. They actually had some pretty wild coverage on, wide coverage on ESPN and some of the other networks that do sports. Here's the Little League World Series. And a qualifier hit a ball, and excuse me, got hit. He hit the batter in the head with a ball. And so instead of this kid crying and moaning and groaning, his biggest concern was for the kid that threw the pitch at him. How is he doing? I'm so sorry that you hit me. He's apologizing to the kid.
Aww,
that
what a kind-hearted little creature.
Right, exactly. The incident occurred during the first inning of the Southwest Regional Championships between Texas East and Oklahoma. And there were two on and two outs. And so the pitcher for Texas East, Caden Shelton, threw a fastball that struck Isaiah Jarvis in the head. It knocked Jarvis's helmet off, and he went to the ground like a rock. He was holding onto his head. He didn't really get hurt badly.
No,
he got up.
Okay, but the pitcher was pretty upset about it.
Yeah, he was visibly upset. And they started to cry, the two of them, apparently. And so the kid that got hit went to the mound to console the pitcher
yeah.
throwing the ball
at
him.
I love the sportsmanship.
Look at the picture. You see the video of this? Yeah.
It's so sweet.
It's great. Yeah. What's the old thing? A picture speaks a thousand words. 17 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, where they focus on Facebook for a moment after this.
Progressive presents, Don't Do It Yourself.
Okay, read me the manual.
Using a Phillips screwdriver, Dlengte die Haube, bis sie fit sitz.
What was that?
Dlengte die Haube, bis sie fit sitz.
This sounds like another language to me.
Okay, maybe we should bundle our home and auto with Progressive. We could save big, then pay someone to do it for us.
Maybe. What's next?
Next, Pony Ostium Pronus Intera.
Was that one Latin?
Save when bundling home and auto with Progressive and use the money to, you know, not do it yourself. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
This is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup sound experiment. We're looking to find the perfect way to hear Reese's so you'll buy more of them. Here we go. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Reese's. Hey, get out of here, you old stinker.
Reese's.
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 Peanut Butter Cups.
That breathy one sounded very creepy, am I right?
Progressive presents, Don't Do It Yourself.
Okay, read me the manual.
Using a Phillips screwdriver, Dlengte die Haube, bis sie fit sitz.
What was that?
Dlengte die Haube, bis sie fit sitz.
This sounds like another language to me.
Okay, maybe we should bundle our home and auto with Progressive. We could save big, then pay someone to do it for us.
Maybe. What's next?
Next, Pony Ostium Pronus Intera.
Was that one Latin?
Save when bundling home and auto with Progressive and use the money to, you know, not do it yourself. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Other banks go out of their way to make redeeming credit card rewards needlessly complicated, like how they require minimums or force you to use your rewards before reaching some arbitrary expiration date. But Discover isn't like that. With Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time, so you'll never have to jump through hoops. Unless you're like a trapezist, then, by all means, go right ahead. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
Looking at some of Serena Williams' records, she's got 23 Grand Slam titles.
Mm-hmm.
One short of the record, certainly the most dominant figure. So it'll be interesting to see who comes up along or behind her. I don't want to give this conversation about Facebook short shrift, so we'll talk about that in the next half hour. What I do see that's interesting here is that one of the new stars of the Red Sox was in a bicycle accident, and he broke his wrist. So they're paying him $145 million, and he's out for the,
of
the season. Uh-huh. See you later. You wonder about it. You don't think people. I don't even want to think that somebody would do that on purpose just to get paid and sit on the beach. But at any rate, that's what you call either really bad luck or really good luck. 21 after the hour.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this.
Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
The American Family Farmer podcast.
The increases now in the price of bread and wheat-generated things, and the fact that there has been a shortage of it causing everything, the cost of bread, good Lord, gone crazy because of global grain supplies, and because now Ukraine and Russia have made a deal to open up one of the ports, the prices are going down. Ukraine is a pretty important producer of grain.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, 23 after the hour, time for us to check in with Jay, although I intend to do more of the talking here. I should just be quiet and let you take us through the latest.
No, it's a dialogue, not a monologue. It's a conversation.
Yeah, all right. Johnny Depp has signed a new deal with Christian Dior for a cologne. It must smell bad because Johnny Depp, according to everybody I've ever heard, always smelled. Always had bad body odor. this may be a tributary to that. What do you think?
Well, that's astounding because, well, he's been with Dior fragrance since 2015, and he's pretty much been the face of the cologne. And yeah. Then when that whole Amber Heard, Johnny Depp trial stuff started going on, they pulled his spots. And as soon as the trial ended in his favor, those previously recorded and aired spots started showing up back on primetime networks. And they have re-upped him. He's going to be doing a new deal, incredibly lucrative. According to sources, it's a multi-year deal worth seven figures.
So are you swayed by someone like this who's selling a product? Does the fact that Johnny Depp is going to sell a cologne make you want to run out and buy it? Or that Magic Johnson is wearing Nike shoes, does that make you want to run out and buy it? I don't get that.
Me personally, no. I buy things because I want to buy them, but there have been times where a public figure or a celebrity has brought it to my attention, and then I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh, I'm going to go check that out. And it's like, no, this isn't for me. I don't like it.
Yeah. Okay. Ozzy, do I say what?
Have you ever been swayed by a celebrity?
No, not at all. Unless it was me.
There you go.
Selling some of the stuff. I've used Calitrin all the time. I've persuaded myself to use Calitrin. Not only to keep the weight off, but it's also really good for your joints and stuff. Really, really good. Ozzy Osbourne has gone back to the stage after his surgery. His wife, what's her name? Sharon Osbourne, right. They are back and forth. Are they still together? I thought at one point in time that she was checking out.
I think at times that has happened. I believe they are together, but they were living separately just because they were different countries.
Yeah. Okay. So he has Parkinson's, and what did he have done? He had this whatever the operation
is. Life-altering surgery. Yes. Yeah. This all stems back to a quad biking accident that happened in 2003, and he's just been dealing with so many different physical health issues. Then he had the medication addictions, and he was on too many prescribed medications. And this life, quote unquote, the life-altering surgery was stemming from that accident. And he got up on stage, surprised fans at the Birmingham 2022 Commonwealth Games in England earlier this week, and rocked the stage. This is the
Rock
first time
on.
He was on stage. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I never. There's nothing about that music that just everybody loves their own stuff. But I've never thought that any of the stuff that he, no matter what group he belonged to, Black Sabbath mostly, was just noise. It's all, it was just plain noise. However, he's had a lot of notoriety and a lot of people like it, so good luck to him in his return to the stage. 28 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After bullying Taiwan with bombs exploding all around the island, the Chinese military said Wednesday it had conducted a combat readiness patrol in the seas and airspace around Taiwan in recent days, saying it was a necessary action to respond to the collusion between the United States and Taipei. Police in Albuquerque say they arrested the primary suspect in the killings of 4 Muslim men in New Mexico's largest city. 51-year-old Mohammed Saeed of Albuquerque was charged in the killings and was called a suspect by police in 2 other slayings. Chief Medina.
This has been a tough week for our community, but we pitched in and we all worked together to solve this crime. Made our community feel like it was under attack.
If you're feeling lazy today, it's all good. Today is National Lazy Day. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The raid on President Trump's home in Florida, with Department of Justice officials brandishing automatic machine guns, has many Americans crying foul. Suppressing a possible presidential candidate less than 90 days away from the midterm election, Georgia Representative Jody Heiss on Fox News says the search warrant makes no sense and the weaponizing of the judicial branch of government is a constitutional nightmare.
Well, it makes no sense, and it's frightening. You know, I think probably the number one thing that any citizen of any country fears the most is their own government being weaponized to come against them. And it's the biggest nightmare to see that happening right here in America. I mean, we have right now this same DOJ going after parents at school board meetings. Now the Trump, yesterday they seized the cell phone of General Scott Perry, a member of Congress. Where does this stop? And now, goodness, you look at 87,000 new IRS agents that no doubt, or at least the fear, they will be released to go after more than likely conservatives and political opponents of the Democratic Party.
The inaugural launch of NASA's SLS rocket is slated to launch for the first time in just 3 weeks, sprinting off the launch pad with 8.8 million pounds of thrust. Large in-person crowds are expected for the August 29th launch. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
There's a study out now that suggests that underripe bananas may lower the risk of any number of cancers. And the info has produced some pretty intriguing results regarding what they call resistant starches. You want to know what a resistant starch is, right?
It's a...
No, not quite.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 34 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. I was looking at some of the responses from some of the folks listening and commenting at our website, or well, not our website, but Facebook and Instagram, at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. Linda Espinoza said of Serena Williams, Jay, that she had a fantastic career, deserves to retire. Blessings on her. Annette Bleach said it was time, had a great career. Marion Mosher said, oh dear, such a great champion and role model. I don't know what the oh dear means. Mm-hmm. I don't want her to retire. I will miss her.
It seems like Serena isn't sure she wants to retire. She even said how with her husband, whenever they really didn't even talk about it. It was just one of those things that she knew it was coming up. She knew that it was time to move on, even though she cherished that career. But yeah, she wants to focus more on her family and everything. But yeah, it was just one of those things of like, just be on the same page, but don't talk about it. Anytime she would start to want to mention it, she'd get that lump in her throat. But yeah. You could tell it, what is that one saying for the love of the game,
mm-hmm.
the love of the match? She was an icon. She was a legend. She was good at it. And you can tell she genuinely loved what she did.
So some other comments that are interesting here on Trump's Mar-a-Lago, the search, Cheryl Wertle said, I'm very sad, and I think it was wrong. Even if he's guilty, we got to treat everybody equally. If Trump needs to be treated like this, so does Hunter Biden and Hillary Clinton. I don't know so much about Hillary Clinton, what's going on with her, but I agree. Hunter Biden, I think, is a scam artist. I've never had many arguments Jennifer and I didn't argue about that because we agreed. He's a user, an opportunist. That's the way I would describe him. Shirley Goodson said, the more he's harassed, the stronger my vote gets. I don't know. Well, okay.
One of the things a lot of people are talking about, especially on Twitter, political correspondents, they're saying that if nothing comes from this, if they genuinely find nothing, then they basically just handed him the 2024 election.
I don't agree with that at all. But I think he'll run. I think this may solidify he'll push up his time in order to announce I'm running for president. But I don't see, under the circumstances, are we voting for the guy because he's competent or because people are after him because he's a jerk? And no, that's what's the. And there have been a lot of false accusations against Trump because people don't like him. And they don't like him mainly, not because of his politics, but because of his attitude. And that's not really right either. Why would you disqualify somebody just because they're a jerk? Although, if he was found, the FBI has been used before. Certainly when J. Edgar Hoover used it, it was weaponized. When he ran it, it was completely political. And he was after people. He did a whole thing on John F. Kennedy. I mean, he really went after him. So the government is corrupt. No question about our government being corrupt.
A lot of the narrative, too, is that it's corrupt. And a lot of people believe that Trump is not afraid to call it out and will do something about it.
Yeah, well, he had 4 years to do something about it, and he didn't drain the swamp, that's for sure. But there's so much when you realize what you have to do when you get in there. It looks different from the outside, but once you get inside, pretty messy. Let's move to Ukraine. Good news from Ukraine is a photo of some nesting storks who have come back to their normal nesting place, and that's become a symbol of hope. For the people in Ukraine. You see this picture? Mother Stork.
Yeah, it's really sweet.
Nesting her chicks. This was photographed outside of Kyiv, Kyiv, whatever, however we pronounce it. Kyiv.
Kyiv.
I like
Kyiv. Yeah, 10 miles outside of Kyiv. But it was just with everything going on, a lot of these animals that could flee, they fled.
Oh, yeah. Well,
some are coming back. That's
blown up.
Something.
Yep. So anyway, the Ukrainian Society for the Protection of Birds. Who would have thunk it? I was taking pictures. Who, at this point in the game over there, who has time or the ability even to look for these sorts of things? But in an age of frustration, anger, and upset, there is still some beauty, actually a lot of beauty in the world. And this is somebody smart enough to get a picture of this to calm people down. Meanwhile, the people were celebrating in Ukraine because they blew the hell up. The Russians, remember a couple of years ago, they took over Crimea. Crimea is like Cape Cod.
Mm-hmm.
And the Russian, all the big-time Russians want to go to Crimea. So that's why they took it over, so that they could have access to the Black Sea. So now the Ukrainians went to a base that's in Crimea that was run by the Russians, and they blew up a bunch of planes. The Ukrainian Air Force. I find that interesting to try to comprehend what the Ukrainian Air Force is all about. They got a lot of. They have old Russian planes. They've got old American planes. They got planes from everywhere. And it's hard to know who to shoot at because the planes are all different. And that'd be an interesting challenge. Okay, is that a good plane or a bad plane?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they blew up the. And that's good. Was it yesterday or the day before we started talking about the corruption, what Ukraine was all about, and really why are we supporting them? Where's all of the ammo going?
Yep.
The weapons going? Yeah. So I've had some second thoughts, frankly, about that, and I hadn't thought about it before. But the corruption here would be in league with or in concert with the military-industrial complex, most of which is American, although there are other outfits around the world that manufacture guns and all kinds of tools of destruction. But they're, you know, this is pretty serious stuff. The accusations as to where did it all go? Where's it gone? Where have all the gunning? No, that doesn't work. You've got to have two syllables. I was going to say, where have all the flowers gone? Remember that song? You probably don't.
I'm trying to remember it.
No, my
song
God.
Too, where have all the cowboys gone?
That may be. I don't know that. So I got you and you got me. I don't know where have all the cowboys gone. The back discussion that we were having earlier, how do you fix your back? That was a long discussion, but it was actually worth it, I think. So here's somebody that can use the back medicine and back the back work. Flight attendant for Southwest actually broke her back when the plane landed. I think it was at Orange County in the John Wayne Airport. The plane landed. The crew member had a fracture to her vertebrae during touchdown. So
it was such a rough landing. The flight attendant actually thought that the plane crashed.
Yeah. Yeah. I have Southwest. I've never liked Southwest. I'll put that right out. I've taken Southwest when I had to, but I don't like it. Never have. And I don't see anything that will attract me. I don't like being in a cattle car. I like being in a more comfortable seat, and I like to be able to. I like
so
to be able to,
snooty.
Well, whether it's snooty.
I like
or
being anything. In first class. First
I do
class
like being
only.
In first class.
Hey,
yeah.
Anybody who's ridden in first class, what is not to like about first class for sure?
Well, but it isn't just that. It's just that Southwest
you
is
get more space. I love Southwest. I've never had a bad experience on Southwest, but that's only my experience I can speak on.
Well, and they're an important airline in Cleveland, where you are, and I think they're an important airline in Memphis and Nashville as well. So,
yeah, that's really the only one nonstop from Cleveland to Nashville is Southwest.
Yeah.
Good thing I like them.
I guess it is. Right. All right, so anyway, let's hope the Southwest flight attendant is okay. I'm betting, well, the captain wasn't, you know, this guy is 55 years old, so he's got to have been in that seat for quite a long time. Sometimes if you've ever been in the cockpit of a plane, a commercial airliner, the pilots are listening to audio because in their ears or in the cockpit, the voice tells you when you're at 400 feet, 300 feet, 200 feet, 100 feet, 50 feet, 20 feet, and then touchdown. Obviously outside the plane, there are ways of measuring where you are. That's, you know, the whole business about the altitude. When you watch, you track your plane. That's one of the things I have fun when I'm on an American plane. You look at the screen and you can see like you're at 39,942 feet, what the temperature is outside and, you know, what the airspeed is and all that kind of stuff. And there are cameras in the belly of the plane. You can look down to see what the topography is of the land. It's just kind of fascinating, actually, to see all that stuff. But there is no... It's hard to imagine these days how you would have a rough landing like that because of all the stuff that they have in the cockpit that makes it, you know, easier for the pilots to tell actually where they are. And so, anyway, I hope she turns out okay. We were talking about Facebook earlier. We need to get back to that in a moment. The chat messages that were a part of a big suit against them. And I think this is something very telling about Facebook. None of us really like Facebook, even though we still use it. But here's another reason maybe not to like them. We'll talk about that after this.
Progressive presents. Don't do it yourself.
Okay, fixing a water heater. Easy peasy.
Oh, yeah? So you know how to secure the skiff joint?
Yeah.
Detach the steam pump?
Takes 2 seconds.
And fasten the dooble to the pressure tube?
Yeah, my dad taught me how to do that.
Oh, that's interesting, because I made all those things up. Look, we should just bundle our home and auto with Progressive. We could save big, then pay someone to do it for us.
That's cool. This dooble's the wrong size anyway.
Save when bundling home and auto with Progressive and use the money to, you know, not do it yourself. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
How do you make the most of your land? Shaw does it behind the wheel of a John Deere 1025R compact tractor.
Shaw stands for skilled hands at work.
And he lives up to the name as he uses his versatile tractor to make
the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
And the Allens fire up their John Deere 3032E compact tractor
to grow about 9 acres of flowers.
Because the beauty of having land is deciding how to make it yours. There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're speaking another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Babbel, right. Babbel for free. Hey, that is Babbel. Babbel. That, Babbel is when my mother used to tell me to be quiet when I was eating dinner. She would tell me to stop the babbel. Babbel was meaningless chatter, according to her anyway. So maybe it's...
like this?
Okay. You called me. Facebook, get serious now, has turned over chat messages between a mother and a daughter in an abortion. This is something very troubling. They've given these chats to a Nebraska police station after Facebook was served with a warrant as part of an investigation into an abortion. So where this is another ramification of Roe v. Wade.
Cool. That's what people are worried about. The thing is, this actually, the warrant, the investigation started in April, mm-hmm. before the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, when Jessica Burgess, 41, the teenager's mom, Celeste, was 17 at the time.
Yeah.
She acquired the abortion pills, gave them to her daughter, who was 23 weeks pregnant. Oof. Past what Nebraska's 20-week... at the time, you could get an abortion. Yeah, so
yeah.
This baby could have been viable. The youngest premature baby that survived was 21 weeks. Mm. So she took these pills. Again, this was prior to Roe v. Wade, but this does bring up the question.
It does.
Will there be kind of a witch hunt for people who are doing this now in the post-Supreme Court overturning the Roe v. Wade era?
So there's a couple of things here. That's one of them, Jay. You're right. But then Facebook and the entire business about chats
they keep
and
every record, yes.
Right?
That's
yeah.
troubling.
Yeah, you know, once you say it, once you post it, even if you delete it, that doesn't mean it's gone. There's a great lesson in here for people who think that once they hit the delete button, the stuff is gone, and maybe you think twice about what you put out there. I think that's part of what comes from this anyway. Pretty chilling all the way around.
It's
10 before the hour. Yeah, it is 10 before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Okay, it's good news time from the pet department. The good news is Warren Eckstein is here from the Pet Show every weekend on hundreds of radio stations here and in the universe. Actually, Warren's voice goes so far into the universe, you can hear him on Mars. It's a great way, great tribute to his many years as a broadcaster. And so you don't have to go to Mars. You can listen to him on your radio. You can listen to him online at thepetshow.com. So here's the story of a hero dog lover who kept seniors and their pets together. The dog rescue program that we're talking about, Warren, specializes in helping dogs of the elderly. You know, what happens when you get old and you can't take care of your dog anymore? You're not physically able to take care of a dog. Do you believe that people who are our age should continue? I'd probably get another 10 years out of Daisy. But then I'll probably want to have another dog. Should I, at that age, do you tell people that because of age they ought not to get a dog?
No, I tell them if they're a certain age, maybe adopt an older dog and make sure that you have a living trust if something were to happen to you, that that dog would be taken care of. That's number one. Number two is I was involved, I'm trying to think of the name of it now, I'm going blank, it's early out here in L.A., where people, you have those people that take food to senior citizens. Well, I was involved in a program where when they take food to senior citizens, there was also the same group that would maybe walk the dog or bring dog food for them or help socialize the dog. So there's nothing better for a person that's by themselves to make them feel needed or wanted than to nurture something. We know how important nurturing is, and senior citizens really need to nurture. They've nurtured their whole lives. All of a sudden, it's cut off. I think either fostering or adopting senior dogs is fine, again, as long as there's a trust so that if something were to happen to them as seniors, that they, in fact, the dog or cat, in fact, has a place to go.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know. This organization in Pacific Grove, California is called Peace of Mind. a nonprofit that helps to find homes for dogs from folks who just can't take care of them anymore, who are just too old. I think making people aware that there is yet another way for you to adopt a dog. No reason to go to a puppy mill. No reason to go to a dog store to get a dog. That's pretty much it. That's the message, I think, for me, too.
The important thing here is, and I say this all the time, is the importance, and even myself, you know, I'm not at that age to give up yet, but the bottom line is that I have a living trust for Molly and Willie. In other words, if God forbid something would happen to me and Denise, there's a living trust set up where the person gets financially taken care of, the dogs get financially taken care of, their vet takes. So in other words, it's really, really important. They're part of my family, and I know I get in trouble when I say this, but there's a new study that came out that said that people that don't have children that have pets really do in fact love their dogs or their cats as much as people that have children love their children.
Yeah.
I know that may sound weird to some people and crazy to some people, but if you don't have children, then your pet is that part of your family that you need to nurture. So a living trust is critical for people out there, and not just a will, because in a will you can leave somebody and they can get out of it, but a living trust, everyone signs on, this person wants the dog or the cat's going to take care of them, the finances involved, how it's going to be done. Because I spend so much time at shelters, and it drives me crazy when I see a senior that may have passed away or has to be taken to a senior housing place where they don't allow pets, and rather than the family taking care of their dog or cat that their senior loved for so many years, they take it and dump it at the shelter. What kind of person can do that? Part of that family member, part of that human family member is part of that dog or cat. Their personality, the way they act, that transfers from one end of the leash to the other. So I don't know how people can do that. Living trust. And there are great attorneys out there. You can go online and find out how to set up a living trust for your pets as well.
Here's another great example. The Seattle Mariners, you see this, have adopted, adopted a dog for the clubhouse from the Washington Animal Rescue League. And the fellow who's the manager of the Mariners said, his name is Scott Servais, says, this dog, there's a dog out there for everybody. We hit a home run with this one. It's a 4-year-old Labrador Retriever mix. Dog's name is Tucker. Made its first appearance in the game last weekend. I thought that was kind of what a great message, again, getting people to think about where they get their dogs.
Exactly.
Right?
And people involved with professional sports are absolutely amazing because they're on all the time and having a pet.
Yeah.
You know, years ago, I trained all the dogs for the New York Jets, the Islanders, many of the Mets. And the bottom line was these people worked so hard. When they got home, the toughest guy on the hockey the hockey rink would get down on his hands and knees and with his little puppy. So it's amazing how dogs and cats, for that matter, can really bring a person to where they should be. And having one at the, and now they have dogs in colleges for people that are taking tests and really are anxious about taking tests. They have dogs there to calm them down before they take an exam.
Hear conversations like this every weekend. Alan Warren's, you can get the audio of the Pet Show at thepetshow.com. It's 59 past the hour.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.